This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
While they pick up the pieces in Paris from Notre Dame, we have much to discuss here. Closer to home, a Michigan family and Catholic adoption agency suing Michigan over the Attorney General Dana Nessel's recent decision to make adoption agencies getting state funds adopt children to LGBT parents or get cut off. That's right. The Michigan family and Catholic adoption agency suing the state over Nessel's decision to say if you get state funds, you must allow LGBT parents to adopt. In 2015, former Governor Rick Snyder signed a law saying adoption agencies that contract with the state can decline service to prospective parents on religious grounds. Quoting from MLive now, the American Civil Liberties Union and the same-sex couple denied for adoption by religious agencies sued over the law. When Nessel took over as AG, she settled it, agreeing to make it so adoption agencies with state contracts replacing kids with families can't turn away prospective LGBT parents. But how do you do that in a Christian adoption agency? And the fact is, you don't. Under the settlement that was agreed to by Nessel, adoption agencies could deny adoption services to LGBT people only if the children involved were not referred to them by the state. Now the state is being sued from the other side of the issue, the religious adoption agencies who want to adopt within their religious beliefs. Melissa Buck, mother of five kids adopted through St. Vincent Catholic Charities, she, her husband, the Catholic adoption agency, and a person adopted through the agency are suing the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and two of its employees. Nessel and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are its secretary in federal court. The plaintiffs are represented by Beckett Law, Washington, that focuses on liberty in religious cases. My five kids have a home and a future today thanks to St. Vincent, and my husband and I still rely on St. Vincent's vital support in every step of our journey together as a family, said Melissa Buck in a statement released by the law firm. We are hopeful that the courts will step in, do the right thing, and allow faith-based agencies to continue to help vulnerable families like mine. Buck and her family were brought into the national stage recently by Donald Trump, who acknowledged them at a national prayer breakfast back in February. Again, quoting from an MLive article, unfortunately, the Michigan adoption charity that brought the Buck family together is now defending itself in court for living by the values of its Christian and Catholic faith, said Trump. We will always protect our country's long and proud tradition of faith-based adoption, he said. The lawsuit claims that the recent decision makes St. Vincent and other religious agencies choose between following their faith and closing down a vital ministry. Kelly Rossman McKinney, spokesperson for Nessel, said, we have not had a chance to review the complaint based on the information provided during the plaintiff's counsel's press conference. It appears that the plaintiff's attorneys do not understand the settlement agreement. She said under it, the state does not take action against faith-based adoption agencies that don't take a state referral. If the agency accepts a state referral, however, the agency cannot refuse to provide the child with the foster care or adoptive services that conflict with its religious beliefs. You have to do this. We don't care what your beliefs are. That's the takeaway. That is the takeaway. Sorry, Kelly. You're wrong. It's okay. And here's one sure to get people fired up from all directions. Sure to get the Sandhill Crane has made a tremendous comeback in Michigan in recent years. Sandhill Cranes are everywhere. There didn't used to be very many of them, but now they're everywhere. And they're referred to as the ribeye in the sky. They've been called that as long as I can remember, and I hunt a lot. I've never hunted a sandhill crane. But House Resolution 61, along with Senate Resolution 30, is asking the Michigan Department of Natural Resources to add the sandhill crane to the list of game species available for hunting seasons. This requires federal approval from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but the feds have already indicated that such approval would be easy to get. By the way, you have to do that because the sandhill crane is a migratory species. Migratory birds are all governed by federal hunting laws and requirements. The decision whether to pursue a hunting season for the bird lies solely with the DNR. Yeah, the DNR would join places like Colorado, Minnesota, and elsewhere where the crane is already on the hunting list because of their vast numbers. We'll see what happens. But I can guarantee you those in the anti-hunting crowd are going to go bananas over this. Something about it's probably a songbird or something like the dove. The dove being the number one game bird in the world when it comes to hunting, except in Michigan where it's considered a songbird. The dove also a migratory game bird. Again, all over the world, just not here in Michigan. So the sandhill crane, the ribeye in the sky, will be joining this list of birds to be hunted, potentially. We'll see how it plays out, but expect a very emotional and boisterous battle over this going forward. Just keep you informed of all the happenings around the state. By the way, I just tried something here a couple of days ago that I found fascinating. It's a remote scan from MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Back more than a year ago, I got involved with MyPureHealthSolutions.com because I wanted to lose some weight, felt that I wanted to lose weight, had tried some different things that hadn't worked. And so I reached out to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We got together, and I went in there, and I'm going to tell you, I was a skeptic. And I wasn't just kind of, I wonder what this is about. I mean, I was full-blown skeptic. This is nonsense. What kind of circus is this anyway? Kind of skeptic, right? But the truth is, I walked in, met my team. They created a custom plan for me, and I lost weight, and I've kept it off. All right, so part of what you do is you do a full body scan, and you do some hand sensing scans, and now you can do it remotely. Technology is such that you don't even have to leave your home. Now, if you want to meet the folks, no problem. But if you're anywhere in the world, anywhere in the state of Michigan, the scanner can be sent to your home. You can sit there remotely, talk to Charity on the phone while she does the scan, visit a little bit, and get set up for your custom plan. Now, for me, I lost more than 30 pounds. It's still gone today. It's been more than a year, and I feel good about it, as I should. Very happy to be here. Pleased that it worked. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You can find out more. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. What are you waiting for? I did it, and as you know, I only endorse things that actually work. You know that's true. So trust me, if you want to lose weight, feel great, do it today. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Again, you tell them that Steve sent you.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.